It is time to lock in the hubs and put it in low. A lot of muck to drive through today, and we need to get through it. So let's do it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, December 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, baiting deer remains illegal in Michigan after the governor strikes down legislation that would have lifted the ban that prevents hunters from putting out food to bring deer in close. Number two, the 45-cent per gallon gas tax getting a new review by the governor, we're told. She may be charting a new and different course, but what will it mean to you and me? And how much will it cost us all? And number one, Mary impeachments. It seems it's not as sweet as the Democrats believed it would be. The celebration might be very short-lived if the Democrats fail to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate at all, which is what's happened thus far. And if the New York Times is right, well, sister, bar the door. Trouble in Lefty Town. Yep, trouble. Listen to this. The federal prosecutor scrutinizing the Russia investigation has begun examining the role of the former CIA director, John Brennan. That's right, John Brennan in the crosshairs now, and how the intelligence community assessed Russia's 2016 election interference. John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut that's leading the investigation, is now looking for Mr. Brennan's emails, call logs, and all documentation from the CIA. That, according to an anonymous source, and they always are, he wants to learn what Mr. Brennan told other officials, including the former FBI director James Comey, about his and the CIA's views of the now discredited Steele dossier. Durham's pursuit of Mr. Brennan's records is certain to add meaningless accusations that Trump is using the Justice Department to go after political enemies. It's meaningless, of course. The intelligence community has been opposed to Donald Trump from day one on most levels. Durham apparently also examining whether John Brennan privately lied or contradicted his public comments, including a now notorious May 2017 bit of testimony to Congress about the dossier and about debate among the intelligence agencies over the conclusions on Russia's interference. The sources discussing Durham's inquiry stressed that it was continuing and it was not clear what crimes he had uncovered. Representatives for Brennan and the Justice Department are saying no comment. Of course, defenders of Brennan have long maintained he did nothing wrong and properly sounded the alarm on Russian interference. And he told MSNBC earlier this year that he would answer Durham's questions if asked. I feel good about what it is we did as an intelligence community, and I feel very confident and comfortable with what I did. So I have no qualms whatsoever about talking with investigators who are going to be looking at this in a fair and appropriate manner. You see, Brennan called it a fair and appropriate manner. The New York Times tried to couch it as some sort of a political investigation by Donald Trump's administration, which makes no sense. Durham, of course, is the U.S. attorney from Connecticut. He's conducted politically fraud investigations, including allegations of wrongdoing in the CIA's detainee torture program. The AG, Bill Barr, appointed him this year to reexamine not only the origins of the FBI's Russia investigation, but more broadly how the government uncovered Moscow's election interference and dealt with those findings. He's not just looking at the FBI, he's looking at other agencies, said Barr. It's a much broader investigation. He's looking at all the conduct before and after the election. By the way, Barr had a long interview on Fox News with Martha McCallum. He said he never met John Durham prior to appointing him to this job. Never met him. Knew his reputation and said, that's the kind of guy I want. Knew what his reputation was, says, that's the guy I want right there because of his incredible reputation. So we're going to find out. And John Brennan has been one of the most suspect people in my mind in all of this. We'll find out if my gut feeling was right or wrong. John Brennan being investigated now in the criminal investigation being headed by John Durham. Criminal investigation. Meanwhile, back to the impeachment, non-impeachment, the fake impeachment. Nancy Pelosi not sending, at least thus far, the articles of impeachment to the Senate, says she's not going to do that until she has assurances that it's going to be a fair process. Really? You have to hear it to appreciate it. Bite number 7 from Nancy Pelosi. Bite 7. Go.
You run the risk that the Republicans have said of looking like you're playing games with impeachment if you hold on to these articles for too long.
I said what I was going to say, Nancy. When we bring the bill, which is, just so you know, there's a bill made in order by the Rules Committee that we can call up at any time in order to send it over to the Senate and to have a provisions in there to pay for the impeachment, and then the next step, and the trial. That is where you put the managers. I was not prepared to put the managers and that bill yet because we don't know the arena that we are in.
Uh-huh.
Frankly, I don't care what the Republicans say.
Yeah, I don't care.
Not on this subject. I've said this.
That's what I'm going to say. I don't care what the Republicans say. Of course you don't. Hang on to it. And if you do that, like we have said, Noah Feldman, he was one of the professors that testified on behalf of impeachment, saying how legal it was and how important it was and blah, blah, blah. Noah Feldman appeared for the Democrats. He was one of those guys up there with Jonathan Turley, right? He says the Democrats have not impeached Donald Trump. He says the Democrats have not impeached Donald Trump at this point, and it is not an impeachment until it actually goes to the Senate. Not an impeachment at all. They voted for impeachment, but it doesn't become official until it's actually sent out of the House and onto the Senate. Well, that's his opinion. Both parts are necessary, he says, to make an impeachment under the Constitution. The House must actually send the articles and send managers to the Senate to prosecute the impeachment, and the Senate must actually hold a trial. Otherwise, it's an incomplete pass. An incomplete pass. By the way, Jim Clyburn of South Carolina says, hold on to it as long as it takes. I don't know what their point of all this is, but it's bite number 12. You can hear Clyburn, bite 12. Go.
And until we can get some assurances from the majority leader that he is going to allow for a fair and impartial trial to take place, we would be crazy to walk in there knowing he set up a kangaroo court.
How long are you willing to wait?
As long as it takes. Even if he doesn't come around to committing to a fair trial, keep those articles here. So keep it as long as it takes. If you know, and he's told you what he's going to do, let's give him a fair trial and hang him. I mean, it's the verse of that.
Let's give him a fair trial and hang him. Well, that's nice. It's nice, Jim. At any rate, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And coming up in just a few minutes yet, the Wolverine Water Holiday Giveaway. We're going to have a name for you. Yep, the Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway from Wolverine coming up a little bit later. It's worth $7,500 if you entered. You might want to hear if your name gets called. I would. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it,
So can you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.